Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder, and I'll be your host today along with Brigitte. This is our special show for the Spring Equinox Meditation for 2022, and we'll have more on that from Brigitte here in a couple minutes. Due to the ongoing global circumstances we've had for the past couple years now, we've been offering our show here once or twice in a month in place of the in-person events we normally would hold over at our center in New Jersey. So if you'd like to be informed about our future radio shows, and eventually we'll have in-person events and expos, please feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter on Brigitte's website at www.lightbridge101.com. Most of our shows lately, like this one, have been pre-recorded, so we normally email the link out to everyone a day or so after we've recorded the show. So with that, I'd like to give out the website info. Again, to find out more about Brigitte and the services she offers, her website is www.lightbridge101.com. And to find out more about me and the music recordings that I offer, you can visit my website at www.mikesnydercc.com. There on my site, you can also find music, previous recordings of classes Brigitte has offered over the years, and all the links to both this radio show and some of the ones we had done on Voice America a few years back. So with all that out of the way, Brigitte.
Hello, everybody. I can't believe it's already the spring equinox. Where does the year go again? I say it probably every year, but it's just always astonishing when it was just Christmas and New Year's. Now we're already at the beginning of spring and winter is over. 3 months of winter is behind us. I mean, how does that feel? Now, first of all, I really want to take a moment to send all of our love and light and compassion out to all those who are suffering at this time, whether it's because of war, famine, catastrophes, losses. I mean, there's such an abundance of pain out there and sorrow. Let's just take a moment and hold the space so that those who are in these positions find their way into the light and keep up the trust and faith that there's a divine purpose in all of this, even though we don't always understand it, and that they find a way to liberation, whether it's still in physical form or in the higher realms. But let's just take a moment to send love out. And for that, we are just going to play a small piece of music. So let's just close our eyes and together, not forcing the issue, not judging anybody, not angry thoughts or disappointing or fearful thoughts, but really just love to hold the space for whatever needs to be released for these situations to be healed, transformed, and transmuted to take place. So let's take a moment, send love and light into the world. Thank you for taking the time to do that with us. Now, the equinox is a very powerful time. The light and the darkness is in balance. The opposing forces are in balance. And this time is always very much celebrated by the hierarchy of light. We step now into the time when the days are longer than the nights, and we've overcome another level of setting a seed in the winter time so that it can grow and now break through the surface in the spring to see the first light. So there's part of us that is now going to experience new aspects of ourselves coming out into the open, and that can always be exciting. Spring is certainly a time of new beginnings, however that might look like for every one of us. And whenever there is a change like that through balance, through that moment where there's peace between the opposing forces, where there is absolute stillness, absolute balance, a very significant shift can take place. Now, prior to this moment, there's a lot of back and forth going on, and that's what we have been witnessing throughout the last few years on Earth, and maybe even longer, I don't know. It's just become, for me, it has become very apparent in the last few years with everything that has been going on. And these are truly signs that humanity as a whole is at the brink of a great shift, at the brink of a new beginning. And the only part that can allow us to make the shift, that can allow us to balance the light and the darkness, the masculine, the feminine, the love, the discord with the harmony and peace, is through the divine love, or the love is in ourselves. It is the love that allows us to witness the divinity within all of creation, not just seeing what's on the surface, but always seeing what's underneath the surface, the light that is within all of us. And also this love allows us to be open and tolerant to diversity, to different opinions, to different ways of living, because isn't that the power of the Creator, that God, source, the great spirit of all that is choosing to experience itself in all these colors and all these flavors and all these different vibrations and essences, and we are all part of that. So isn't it true then that God or Source seeks diversity instead of just everyone being the same? And isn't that the beauty of life, that not every single flower is uniquely different? Even if it's the same color, it is uniquely different. Nature is uniquely different. Not one tree is exactly like the other tree. Doesn't that say something about life and maybe even about humanity, that we should really be open to diversity, or more open to diversity? So at this time of the equinox, we are really at a place of making peace within ourselves, with all aspects of self. And 2022 certainly has been the year reminding us of self-love, self-nurturing. How can we accept all of ourselves? And what I understand from the hierarchy of light, the reason why we are so deeply triggered by the war that is going on, besides that war is horrible no matter how you look at it, with people dying in the worst possible way, innocent people dying. But there is something about the Ukraine that reminds us of something within ourselves, where we stood up for our authentic self, where we stood up for what we believe to be true, and something happened where we got persecuted, judged, misunderstood, and pushed down. And maybe even within ourselves right now, there are parts of ourselves that we are pushing down, that we are not allowing free flow out of fear that maybe we will lose control in the process. And I get the sense that many of us are terrified of letting go of control fully. We would like to have a direction. We would like to have a plan A, B, and C. We would like to know, to be told that we are going in the right direction. And yet life is not providing us that right now. It's really asking for us to have trust and faith. And I've noticed, and maybe you have too, that the more you're trying to control your path right now, the more difficult it is getting. So it's really a time to bring in your divine I am in all aspects of your life, to no longer see spirit and human self as separate. You're not having a spiritual life and a human life. Spirit is infused in all of creation, in the human aspect as well as in our divine aspects. And so to witness the sacredness and divinity in everything that we are doing, even the mundane, and that asks of us another level of trust and faith. It asks of us another level of letting go and letting God, a willingness to not know, a willingness to truly be guided and directed along the way. And when we come to a place like the equinox that has been celebrated for thousands of years as a crucial point where we celebrate the coming and the getting stronger of the light, we are also celebrating the getting stronger of our own divine light in recognizing that light in all parts of ourselves, the ugly and the beautiful, the angry and the happy parts of ourselves. Everything is part of that divinity. And Saint Germain is going to take you on a journey, and he's going to offer you an empowerment at this time. And so I want you to really feel all aspects of yourself right now coming to the surface, and to be very honest with yourself, honest to see where are you still hanging on to the past, for example. Where have you not forgiven? Because as much as someone might have hurt you or wounded you in the past, by you not forgiving, most likely they don't even realize that you're still upset. So you're really hurting yourself. Now, of course, forgiveness, to tell someone to forgive, it's not a simple formula. It takes love. It takes self-love. Love for yourself to say, you know what? I no longer want to hang on to that past, because it really doesn't serve me any longer to be a victim of the past. I choose to celebrate who I am today, the aspect of God, source creator, that I am today. And I'm using the spring equinox, the new beginning, the birthing of spring, of nature coming out to be seen again, to play. I am taking this time to also celebrate the birthing of a new me. And so when we go now into this next piece of opening music that is focused on the heart center, to open up your heart, I want you to really focus on bringing the light of spring into every aspect of yourself, even those shadow sides, even the pain, the wounds. Just breathe in the light through your crown into every part of you, into knowing that it is time to let go of the past and to step into a whole new experience of self. So close your eyes. Call on your spirit guide. This is about pure love, love for self, and let yourself receive the first blessings from the divine already, as you are willing to send this light into all aspects of yourself, including a past that I'm sure we all have our stuff to carry around. We all have been hurt or had some incidences or some experiences that are not so great. Just send love to it now, send light to it, and be willing to bring yourself back into the present moment. Do this little inner journey now. Thank you. Greetings, my beloved friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I'm with you at this time of a great new beginning. The auspicious time of the spring equinox, just after you had a very powerful full moon as well. And the equinox in spring marks a time of new beginnings. Nature is going to start, come back with its leaves, and there is a certain form of budding going on where the surface breaks open and the seedlings can break through and come up to the light for the first time. Something similar is happening with you as well. There have been aspects underneath the surface, within your soul, within your heart, growing more and more without you even being able to see it. And now suddenly something is opening up within you. At first, it might not even be that comfortable because there might be layers that have covered up this experience of self that you weren't necessarily ready for. Fears are coming up, the fear of being seen, the fear of being heard, the fear of not being accepted, of being judged for being different. And yet, at this point in time, you can't help but being who you truly are. This is the time to allow yourself to be your authentic, true, divine self in human form. No more compromising. That is not going to work. And you will begin to see that more and more, that you will no longer be able to hide behind a facade, behind a mask that you've used up to this point for safety reasons. You will be seen for the light and the love and the beauty that is shining through from within your heart out into the world. And that is good. That is what is needed. The war within you, the battling between the forces within you has to stop. There is a point in time now for you to accept all of yourself. Peace starts with you. You can set an example. And I know all of you would like to help and would like to stop a war in other countries and would like to change certain areas around the world. But that is for those areas to work out. What you can do is be the light yourself. Be love yourself. Set an example and create a wave of transformation that starts with you. So this is the time at the equinox to look at your own self, to look at that what you call the light within, and to look at that what you call the darkness within, to look at that what you might call the structured masculine self that is action and focus and discipline and wants to create and bring in full force certain things out into the open. And then there's the other part in you, the divine feminine side within you that is receptive, that is willing to wait until the appropriate time for that to come through, what must come through then, not before that, but at the right time. It's the creative flow, it's the creativity, the inspiration, your inner instinctual self that brings through beautiful new ideas into form, into manifestation. So there's the dual force within you, and you can't deny that. After all, you've came from a spiritual existence into human existence to bring spirit into physical form. And by doing that, you automatically created the duality between formlessness and form. And that is okay. That is beautiful. That is the way you learn about all aspects of yourself. And that's how I want you to approach all parts of yourself. Through the understanding that every part, every experience, everything that has brought you to the present moment has taught you more about yourself, has taught you more about who you choose to be versus who you have been. You have a choice in this. You have a choice as to how you're going to respond to outer circumstances. Nobody forces you to respond a certain way. You choose to respond. And within the word of respond is also the word responsibility. As you awaken further, as you become more aware of your effects on the outer and the outer effects on you and how you respond to it, you also have to become more responsible with your words, with your actions, with that what you choose to believe in, as that will be the reality that you create. Ask yourself always, is this what you're thinking truly what you want to bring into manifestation on earth at this time into your life? If it is not, sit down, calm yourself, and train your mind new belief systems, new thought patterns. Maybe write power sentences down. Most importantly, call on your divine I am to assist in releasing belief systems that clearly keep you limited and in fear over and over and over again until it is on automatic pilot. Repetition can be a powerful tool to help you rearrange patterns that simply no longer serve you. And at the time of the equinox, something very sacred is taking place. There is balance for one moment between the light and the darkness. No fighting, no struggle. There's a willingness to be in balance. There's a willingness to let one take over the other as the days become longer and the nights shorter. There is a willingness to let go of one's position for the other one to gain in position. And this willingness comes from a deep divine love that is within all of creation, an inner knowing that there is a time and place for everything, and also a trust. In this case, the night symbolizes a trust in the knowing that there comes a time where the night is going to be longer and the day is going to be shorter again. There is a rhythm. There is a contraction and an expansion. There is a movement that is so sacred and that is basically the foundation for ascension. Ascension could not take place if there wasn't that rhythm of life. Without night and day, without contraction and expansion, without the in-breath and the out-breath, there would not be ascension. And all of you desire to ascend to a higher consciousness level. Therefore, make peace with the rhythm of life as part of the universal laws that underlie the existence here on earth. Now, before I take you on a journey of empowerment, I want you to focus on your heart. Your heart is the key focal point for you now and going forward. It is the center that allows you to harmonize all aspects of yourself. Therefore, it is crucial for you to recognize when you are too much in your mind or to do daily exercises that bring you back into your heart. And it can be as simple as taking 5 minutes or less and put your hands on your heart and do nothing else than simply breathing in and out of your heart. The breath is important, symbolizes creation. It symbolizes the expansion and the contraction, the rhythm, the ebb and flow of all that is. And you don't find your breathing. You allow the in-breath and out-breath to take place without even thinking about it. So if you can let go of control of your breathing and just allow it to happen from one moment to the next to keep you alive, don't you think that your breath can teach you then to also allow yourself to let go of control over the ebb and flow of life itself? Then when you face an obstacle, instead of getting all tight and frustrated and angry about it, don't you think that you will recognize it much more readily as an opportunity for spiritual growth and for change and for an awareness shift? Then you will soften and you will be able to flow from one experience to the next. And have no doubt, life is filled with change, with one experience leading to the next. That is transformation. That is the alchemical process of life itself. You are all alchemists, whether you're aware of it or not, because your life is a constant movement of one stage of consciousness to the next. One stage of existence to the next. So, that being said, focus on your heart right now. Take some deep breaths in and out of your heart. And just like there's a light and the darkness, the day and the night, in balance at the equinox, feel this in yourself. Everything moving into balance through the in-breath and the out-breath, the ebb and flow. A lot of your physical aches and pains are because you're still hanging on to control. You're still afraid to fully let go. But this is now a time where you're asked to truly have trust and faith in your divine I Am to work with you and through you, to guide, direct, surround, and protect you every step of your way. You cannot walk this path alone. You must stop thinking and believing that it's all up to you and that you're all alone. That is the greatest illusion to break. You are not alone. Feel your divine I Am around you now, like a beautiful warm coat on a winter night. The love that your divine I Am, that your divine self has for you, is eternal and endless and vast. So as you breathe in and out of your heart is the portal, is the doorway that connects you with your soul, and your soul connects you with your divine I Am. It's a sacred union, a deepening of your connection now taking place with your divine self. This your divine I Am, while all the opposing forces within you start to settle, all the struggles, all the push and pull is starting to even out, because in this alignment, a divine love fills you up. And all the judgment and all the fears replaced by this pure love as you're willing to breathe it in. And when you breathe out, it just spreads through every part of your body. And you feel this glue, this essence that allows peace, that allows joy, that allows the sweetness of just being alive, being in this moment, a living, breathing aspect of the Creator. How profoundly powerful is that? If you allow yourself to open up to the concept that you are the embodiment of divine love here on earth, then you become the most effective instrument of the divine here on earth to bring peace, to bring heaven on earth, to harmonize where people are hurting, where you're hurting. Feel yourself expanding. Feel your heart center expanding. Feel all the walls around you starting to become brittle. You don't need protection. You do not need a wall. What protects you is the love that is within you. It is the love that flows through you. Let your heart be nurtured by this love. Some of you might feel that if you open yourself up to that level of vulnerability, then something is going to happen to you. Yes, something is going to happen to you. What is going to happen to you is liberation, freedom. Because in this place of love, no matter what someone on the outside says, it's meaningless. Because you know the truth of who you are as an aspect of Source, of God, of the Great Spirit of all that is. You know what that means. But not just in your mind. You know it in your heart. And you can slowly feel your whole physical self dissolve and just like a little baby chicken steps out of its shell, out of its eggshell. You now too can step out of your physical self that has dissolved and be one with your beautiful divine self. And step onto this path of enlightenment that is taking you out of the room that you're in, out of the place that you're in, into the higher realms now. It is taking you away from the earth to witness in front of you the sun and the moon. Again, representing the dual forces of the masculine and the feminine, and yet reminding you that they are all part of one solar system. They are all part and influences of the earth. So I want you to reach out with your consciousness and bring the sun and the moon into you. And feel the lunar essences and the solar essences intermingle and merging, the gold and the silver merging within you and allowing you to become beautiful balance between your masculine and your feminine side as you continue on this path of illumination that is taking you out of this Milky Way where there are so many other star systems. You're moving beyond this galaxy And as you step out of this galaxy, you notice that this whole universe is filled with galaxies. And you realize fully that as above, so below, as within, so outside, macrocosm and microcosm are the same. And so you allow yourself to move further and further on that path of light, beyond all the galaxies, until you come to the membrane of this universe. And it feels a little bit like a membrane because it kind of holds all these galaxies together. And yet, it opens up for you so you can step beyond this universe into a place, into a space that is beyond what you've experienced maybe before, but you can see now, just like you saw all these different galaxies, you can witness now that there are all these different universes creating an omniverse, and that there's a space in between spaces that keeps everything in balance, everything connected. And what that space feels like, it is pure love. It is pure divine love that creates balance. It is that kind of love that you can be infused with at the time of the equinox as a reminder that even so everything might look like it's totally out of control and out of balance, that there is an essence, a love, an agape love that is holding everything in balance and together. And stepping now in front of you is one of these ancient architects who has worked other divine architects to create this omniverse, and specifically to create the universe and the galaxies that Earth is part of. And this divine architect is neither male nor female, because it's beyond that kind of experience. And there's a deep love that this architect has for you, knowing that you're part of something so vast and beautiful, and appreciating you, even so you might think yourself as this tiny little speck within all of creation, appreciating you for the incredible role you play, because without you, there wouldn't be the vastness of all that is. You are as integral to the Creator as everybody and everything else is. And so in this moment, this divine architect wants to give you a blessing, wants to give you an energy attunement at the time of the equinox, at the time where you can focus on the space in between spaces, the true divine essence, the divine love that is infused in all of creation and holds it together. So let yourself now receive this blessing, this infusion of empowerment, illumination, and divine love to strengthen you for the days, weeks, and months to come, so that you can be that space in between spaces that brings through unification, peace, harmony, and empowerment to expand one's consciousness beyond your physicality, recognizing that spirit is in all of creation. Let yourself receive this attunement now and take it in, so you can go forth as that torch of liberation that you're always meant to be. We will begin the attunement process now. As a gift, you also shall receive an ancient symbol of creation. It is being put around your neck on your heart. Because it is pure energy, pure light coding, it will start to infuse you from deep within and open yourself up to aspects. It will show you a whole new way of thinking and of manifestation. Just allow it to unfold. It is uniquely keyed into your frequency to support that what you're meant to bring on earth in the first place. It will support your divine purpose on earth. And now you're asked to return. But you can come back here at any time for guidance, for direction. There is now a deep, deep line of love that connects you to this particular divine architect that allows you to be in sacred communion with this divine architect at any point in time. Now, as you turn back towards the universe that Earth is part of, behold one more time the incredible view of all these universes, making you recognize once again the similarity, the macrocosm and the microcosm being very much alike, just like your atoms in your body. It is all the sacred work of the divine. So bring yourself now back to the portal, to the doorway through the membrane of the universe, and as you enter through it, you begin your journey back to Earth, passing by many different galaxies, feeling their light, feeling their consciousness, feeling their unique purpose. Some of the galaxies you recognize because you had a past life there. And you're being touched by their consciousness through love, through appreciation, because you're carrying within you this torch of freedom, this torch of liberation, this torch of love. So continue now along the path. When you come into the Milky Way, close to your solar system, take a moment to take it all in. All the planets going around the sun, the balance, the harmony, the purpose, and the sacredness. As you find your way to the Earth, I ask you to take a moment and to feel this new divine light within you and to just send it to Earth for a moment. Again, not with judgment, but with pure love and the understanding that everything that is happening on Earth is happening to bring about spiritual growth, awakening to higher heart vibration. And sadly, sometimes it takes those who are willing to die for this cause or to hurt to awaken the heart centers of the many. Be grateful for those, because in their own unique way, they are treading a path so that others can awaken, can change, can make new choices. Your life is about so much more than your own personal life. You are of service to humanity, to Gaia, to the hierarchy of light. You always have been. And you're here on Earth at this time to assist in the awakening of humanity to a higher consciousness level. Gaia is already there. You're working as many humans to awaken as well. So you being part of the collective consciousness. Don't ever see yourself as a drop in the ocean. You're so much more. So much more. And everything in your life that you've experienced up to this point has so much more meaning than you sometimes give yourself credit for. So come here often, simply sending your love, your light to Earth, to wherever it's needed the most, directed by Gaia. And when you're ready, find yourself moving back towards where you came from. Back into that room where your physical self dissolved. And as you settle your light body back where you sat before, your physical self is being reassembled as well around you. And we are going to play another piece of music just for you to integrate that, what you've experienced, into your physical self. Allow your light body self to infuse your physical self with that blessing, with that love, with that light that you received while being on that journey. And just allow this infusion, integration, expansion to take place now while we are playing the next piece of music. know that the symbol that you received from the divine architect is fully activated within you now with its light coding. Just allow it to evolve and open up within you. You will begin to sense, feel, and witness a change, mostly within the way you see things and the way you think, as a foundation for a lot of changes that need to happen within and around you. Now that we are all very filled with love and gratitude for your willingness to be on Earth at this very crucial time of transformation, you truly embody the divine light that can bring peace and harmony where it is needed. If you so choose to anchor that on Earth, please bring light where there is too much darkness, love when there is too much fear, joy when there is too much despair, hope, and empowerment when there is someone who is overcome by the weakness of their heart. Just know that you do make a difference. You are a bringer of light into the world at a time of awakening from one consciousness level to the next. Enjoy this new beginning, this spring, and just allow yourself to bud and blossom just like nature does. I am Saint Germain, and my love is with you always. Blessings to you, and it is so. Namaste.
All right. Well, what a great show for our 2022 Spring Equinox. Brigitte.
Yeah, it's hard to come back from that. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening and joining us. It's always such an incredible privilege and honor to be chosen as a channel and instrument of the Hierarchy of Light to bring through to you their wisdom, their love, and their light. And stay tuned to any upcoming events. I don't know if we are going to start offering something even in physical nature out of Clinton, New Jersey. So just check out our Facebook page, which is under my name, Brigitte Boyer, but I also put it under my group, Lightbridge 101, or sign up for the newsletter and we'll keep you informed of any upcoming events, how they will be offered, either in the same form as we have been doing, so the radio show, or maybe even in person the next time. We'll see.
We just finished the Heart of Oneness Holistic Expo, which was a couple weeks ago now. It was a three-day expo, so that was real successful out in Edison, New Jersey. And looks like we're going to be doing another expo coming up in May in Allentown, Pennsylvania, the MUM Expo. So there'll be more information coming out on that.
Yes, and a big thank you to Karen and Matt Riley, who are the facilitator of the Heart of Oneness Expo in Edison. They did an amazing job again. Thank you. It was a fantastic time. And thank you for everyone who came to the booth visiting or to our event. We love you all. We are very grateful for all of you.
Okay. Well, with that, we're going to wish everybody a goodbye.
And have a great new start into spring and enjoy. I don't know, it looks like New Jersey and Pennsylvania, spring has sprung. We definitely had signs of like bushes budding already a little bit. I saw a little bit of green here and there. So I hope you have a great spring and I will talk to you soon.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Peace out.